launching attacks on vulnerable and disabled people. It is more shameful when the same nation and the same government let bankers get away with large millions of bonuses, when they let people get away with large billions on tax evasion. And it's really shameful for this nation, and it's really shameful for all of us who sit back and watch this nation continue to carry this business attack on vulnerable people. That's my first point to make. I feel really angry and outraged after listening to this by my fellow person. Second thing to make, the wind, ladies and gentlemen, the wind for change is blowing. What is happening in the UK is fantastic and so powerful, and maybe some of you may not realize it. Few years ago, did any of you, did any one of you think that in 2015, what is happening now would have happened? It is so powerful, and more powerful and devastating than Cyclone Katrina, because what people have reclaimed power, they have reclaimed power, and like that gentleman said, it's time to harness all the energies to bring everybody together and to use this power to make a positive social change. You live in this government, the attack on trade unions amount to one single word, is injustice. The immigration bills amount to one single word, is injustice. The refugee crisis amount to one single word, is injustice. And injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Doesn't matter if for on disabled people, doesn't matter on trade union, doesn't matter on refugees or asylum seekers. We are all human beings and we should bond together and fight to change for social change. And if you think that you can do it alone, I like quoting some really great people. What we're doing is just rehearsing, because whatever strategy we are making, or the people who passed before us already made those strategies. But we could improve the strategy, and the most important thing is right now, when people look at other people, they now don't see the color of those people's skin. They now don't see the nationality of those people. They see those people as human beings. And they feel the same pain. When this gentleman spoke earlier, I was feeling the pain in my heart. I'm originally from Africa. Let me give you a bit of flavor about refugees. I arrived in this country many years ago as a refugee. I used to be an investigative journalist a long time ago. There are a lot of things you see on TV or you read on the newspaper and you stumble it. It's not like black and white. There's a lot of nonsensical talk, a lot of rubbish that people talk about. People are fleeing their country. Let me tell you something about it. Today, I'm a British person. I can travel wherever I want, but I cannot go back to my country because I still face the same persecution risk. And I love that country deep down in my heart. And it breaks my heart not to be able to go back to my country while it is one of those British favorite destinations. And the reason is simple. And the same thing we are talking about. I came with one of my colleagues here. She used to be the personal assistant of the first lady of a country. She used to travel all across the world. America, Asia, Africa, you name it. She's been in this country for many years. With a diplomatic passport, she arrived here. The first thing the UKVA, the promoter, they did is to take the passport of her. And she's been in asylum seekers for years and is still waiting to be granted and to be recognized as a refugee. People are here in this country because of genuine reason. We talk about civil war in Syria. There are also civil wars in other countries, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, we can name them. It's not only about Syria. The arms and ammunition supplied to those countries for the sake of dictating the will of a little minority of people on the majority of people is what I call dictatorship. And what the government, Tory government, is doing now is no different to what Saddam Hussein or the dictators around the world was doing. And it's worse than even that, because they were bombing people, killing them, but what the government is doing is attacking the dignity of the people. And when you attack the dignity of the people, you don't leave them with any other choice than to go out and to manifest. And attacking the trade unions, the strike. I used to lead the students' unions when I was in my country, and I studied also in France, and I used to lead the student union in France. It's one of the meaningful tools against tyranny and exploitation, is to organize a strike to show your protest, your disagreement about what's going on. Attacking trade unions and to prevent them from using that meaningful tool is attacking the threat to justice everywhere. We need to stop thinking about ourselves. When I said to stop thinking about ourselves, to say, okay, I'm the Unison member, those people are TUC members, or these are Unity members, or whatever, and let them do to try their best and let's do our things. It's the same, we perpetrate the same systems that have been here since generation and generation is to divide and rule. So the people need to see when anything happens to other group and to feel it and to rally and to get together to make impact and to make one goal achievable is the social change. So please, let's continue to forget about nationalities, about branches you're from or you belong to, and be together and fight together and to make social change for the sake of humanity.
Thank you very much.